I was married from wrong, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Defender 7 Medical Tuesday broadcast with your host, our Colonel, Kimberly Purvis. Now, for those of you new just tuning in, if you haven't done so already, check out our national Facebook page by typing all capital letters in the search box, Defenders 7. Before you click on that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything that we do here at the Defender 7. If you get in and feel that it's not for you, you may leave. No hard feelings. We do treat everybody with respect, and we feel we are one big extended family and treat each other as such. If you haven't checked out our Defender 7 YouTube channel, hop there and hit that subscribe button for us. We also have a website. If you type in all lowercase letters, defenders.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities in a time of need. We are unlike the other organizations that keep 90% and only distribute 10%. All 100% of what we bring in goes back. So by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Every bit helps. Help us community in a time of need. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we do enjoy speaking to you live or even in our chat room live. Let us know that you're there. And that number to call to participate, area code 914-205-5773. Again, number to call to participate, area code 914-205-5773. And I'll now bring in your host, our Colonel Kimberly Purvis, and we also have
howdy.
Our major pain in the ass, Lorna Munson.
That would be me. 'Tis be you, huh? That would be me, Miss Wisconsin. Former Wisconsinite. Yeah.
So, Bobby, I don't know if you saw what I wrote in the staff room, Lorna. So I'm sitting in my living room, right, watching a blank TV because our internet and cable has been out for 3 freaking days. And not a scheduled would they schedule it to reprogram and all that crap? Because some jackass did not call before they dug, and they severed a cable line. So, anywho, I'm sitting here in my living room, and I have my front door open, and I got a glass door, right? And the because my brilliant dog, she likes to climb through windows, she ripped the screen out, so I pulled the top glass down, and now the top part has no screen or no glass. Anyway, some jackass, in all his brilliant wisdom, decided he was going to try and come into my house to use my bathroom. He was met by two very angry dogs today. And now I know what my dog will do. Both of the dogs just, I mean, literal, full speed, nailed that glass door and pushed the guy right off the porch. And she almost bit the shit out of him. The hair on her back was standing up, and she was growling and barking. And he had a gallon of water. Not like a regular glass, but you know the ones that have the little handle on the top with the plastic handle on the top? He had one of those.
Yeah.
And he said, can I use the bathroom? Get the fuck out of here, no. And, of course, my dog answered for me. And he was going to leave the gate open. I said, dude, I swear to God, if you leave that open, I'm going to chase you down. And I honestly think he was just doing it to see if he could rob me. So guess I'll be sleeping in the living room with my, you know, my 9, my 12, the AR, safety and numbers. Get it? 12 to 9, yeah. So bad dad joke. So, yeah, that's the reason why it's important to have good guard dogs, if you can have dogs, if you like dogs. So, I have never seen a person move so fast in my life.
Why was he there in the first place?
He said he wanted to know if he could use my bathroom, but he tried to open the damn front door or the glass door. My door was open.
So he just decides to come into your house because he needed to use the bathroom.
Yeah, he's home. I guess he's homeless. That's my guess. That's my guess.
And he couldn't knock.
There's a gas station around the corner. Huh?
He couldn't knock first.
Well, he knocked on the glass, but when he went to open the door, it's what he was thinking he was going to do. Now he was met by both dogs, full force. Ran right into the glass door, and Pat was asleep, and both dogs were in attack mode. There was no sick 'em. No, not at all. But I'm telling you what, the way they act normally to other people, their tails will wag and shit, even though they're barking. Straight up, no. Their hair was standing straight up, and she was growling. I mean, she was showing teeth, trying to bite him.
Wow.
But he was using that. He was using that water jug to keep her from biting him. I'm like, dude, just fucking go. Close my gate on the way.
If you knock on somebody's door and you don't know who they are and they try to open it, their intentions were not good.
No,
they weren't. So if I see him again, I'm calling the cops. I'm not even going to wait for him to come knock on the door. I'm just going to call the cops. But, of course,
you need
he
to
might
get a better
lock. Oh no! It was my porch door, the outside glass door. It's been nice and breezy, so I had the inside door open, and then the glass door was open, and they broke the latch when they pushed barrel through to get out. So now the door won't stay closed. So there goes that. But this was broad daylight. So as soon as I start working, I'm hopefully going to be moving because I'll be out of here probably by the first of the year. So, but if he shows up again, he's going to get lead poisoning. That's all I got to say. But yeah, I wish these two dogs would hurry up so I can get on with the show tonight. Oh, my God. They're retarded. Yeah, so my cable's been out for 3 days. And so it finally came back on this afternoon. Huh?
I said, I'm surprised you noticed.
What?
That your cable was out. I didn't realize you watched TV.
Oh, no, no. I watch YouTube documentaries. I watch Tubi, Hulu, and shit like that. I don't watch regular TV. I quit watching it. It's retarded. So
she likes
I don't. It's too much bullshit.
She likes nugget porn, too, just like Lorna.
I know. Whatever. Porn. That's even weather.
Yeah, but what do you have cable for if you don't watch TV?
Oh, because
I haven't
have
even really watched
channel.
TV since I got here.
No, because you got to have cable in order to watch Netflix. Oh, I don't really watch Netflix all that much either.
No, you don't. You only need internet.
Oh, because it's cheaper for me to have cable and internet than it is to have one or the other.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah,
well, not to mention, we do watch, like, college football, and we watch hockey and stuff like that, and occasionally I'll watch Newsmax and, you know, shit like that, but other than that. Oh, and apparently we're going to be slammed with a massive storm tonight.
Oh. Yeah, did you see Lake Tahoe have, like, 100-mile winds with snow? I know we've been having rain and 48-degree winds. Lake Tahoe. It's in California, in Nevada.
Oh. I know that Massachusetts is getting ready to get hit with a nor'easter tonight.
Yeah.
It's massive. But,
we're going to be affected, too.
We're just going to get storms. And it's always after midnight. I swear to God. It's like right when I fall asleep, the storms hit. And the thunder shakes the house, and the dogs freak out, and they climb under the blankets and hide. But they'll freaking they whimper and cry over thunder and lightning, but they go apeshit over someone coming into the house. So, which is a good thing. That's fine. But anyway, I know last week we didn't quite finish up the whole survival medicine book, but that's okay. Phil had a good idea. To go over the types of magnesium, and then I wanted to go ahead and go over, I have one of these vitamins and mineral laminated little pamphlet things, and it talks about, it has the type, or the nutrient, what it's called, and the type of, is it a mineral, is it a vitamin, yada, yada, yada. What sources you could get it from. What it's best that you take it with to help, you know, help it work better, and what deficiency symptoms you'll have, like if you're anemic, you take iron, so things like that. And then it talks about the toxicity if you have too much. Some vitamins and minerals, it's not going to, you know, you just pee it out, you know, in your waste, and some don't. So, but anywho, so we'll start with magnesium, and then we'll go alphabetically with the others, because magnesium, 10 different types of magnesium, and it's really important to know which one's which. Magnesium is the fourth most abundant mineral that's in your body, and it's involved in over 300 metabolic reactions that are essential for human health, which includes energy production, blood pressure regulation, nerve signal transmission, and muscle contraction. Low levels are linked to a variety of illnesses, such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, mood disorders, and migraines, which I did not know that. Although this mineral is present in many whole foods like green leafy vegetables, legumes, nuts, and seeds, up to two-thirds of people in the Western world don't meet their magnesium needs with diet alone. Because a lot of times, if you have a good, healthy, balanced diet, you'll get a majority of what you need for your vitamins and minerals. Now, before anybody asks, no, macaroni and cheese is not a vegetable. Neither is potatoes or rice.
Wait, no. They're carbs. They're not veggies.
No kidding. But my ex-stepdaughter, she's convinced you cannot tell her otherwise that mac and cheese is not a vegetable. It's a starch and a carb. She's an idiot. I mean, she doesn't like vegetables, or not many. She likes corn, which is another one, another starch, and it's not completely useless, but your body cannot break down corn.
No, corn is just for fun, and it tastes good.
No. It actually has very few. It does have some nutritional value. Not a whole lot, though.
Not enough that if you never ate it again, you'd miss it.
I love corn. And because I can't have pasta, you know. Oh, and got a question. Is a tomato a fruit or a vegetable?
That's
a
vegetable.
It's a fruit.
It's a fruit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was a trick question.
It's a fruit, but you wouldn't put it in a fruit salad.
Does it have seeds?
Yeah, it's a fruit, but you don't put it. You don't mix it with fruit.
Fruit
I don't
salad.
Know why.
Unless you're putting fruit in your salad. Like if you put grapes or apples in your salad.
Now don't get me wrong. I've done this because I saw it at Wendy's. Wendy's does have a strawberry summer salad where they have chopped strawberries up in one of their salads, but there's no like ham or chicken or anything like that. It's like fruit. I mean, like strawberries, tomatoes, cucumbers. It's a real light salad. So I actually tried that and they are pretty good. So anyway,
I like salads with fruit in it. We put grapes sometimes or apples and strawberries are in our salads, whether we have tomatoes or not. Yeah, we put lettuce and everything. Yeah.
So to boost your intake, many people turn to supplements. However, like I said, there are there's 10 different types of magnesium. So it can be difficult to know which one is appropriate for your needs, except for the first one. The first one is mag citrate or magnesium citrate. It's a form of magnesium that's bound with citric acid. This acid is found naturally in citrus fruits and gives them their tart, sour flavor. Artificially produced citric acid is often used as a preservative and flavor enhancer in the food industry, which, there's citric acid in, like, freaking everything. Mag citrate is one of the most common magnesium formulations that can be easily purchased online. Yeah, you could go to Walmart. You could go to any grocery store. And it comes in this nice, neat little glass bottle. So it's the most bioavailable form of magnesium, meaning it's more easily absorbed in your digestive tract than any other forms. It's typically taken orally to replenish low magnesium levels, but natural laxative effect, it's also sometimes used in higher doses to treat constipation. And when it says sometimes, they're full of shit, it's all the time. I don't know if any of you guys have ever had an endoscopy done or upper and lower GI. You drink that gallon of stuff that's called Go Light. No, you do not Go Light. You will empty everything out of your intestinal tract from your stomach to your rear end. Entrance to exit, it will clear everything out. That's because they're going to stick a scope up your rear end when they do the, and that's the whole point of taking the mag citrate. You can take, and that's what most people take it for, is as a laxative. So not advisable to chug it, because when you have to have that procedure done, you gotta drink it all. What the hell? Okay. Mag citrate is one of the most popular types of magnesium supplements. It's easily absorbed by your body. Oh, well, I just said that. Okay. Magnesium oxide is a salt that combines magnesium and oxygen, and it naturally forms a white powdery substance and may be sold in powder or capsule form. And it's also the main active ingredient in milk of magnesia. I don't know if you guys have ever had that. Milk of magnesia is also a laxative, but it's, you know, good for stomach problems. And so you could buy it the chalky white flavor, or you could get it in the berry flavor, which is if you got to take it, take the berry, because that white chalky stuff is disgusting. This type typically isn't used to prevent or treat magnesium deficiencies. In some studies, it's poorly absorbed in your digestive tract. Frequently used for short-term relief of uncomfortable GI systems like heartburn, indigestion, and constipation. And it may also be used to treat, I did not know this either, that you can use that to treat migraines. I'd rather take my migraine medication. also, when you have to, when they do, I don't know if it's the barium swallow, you know, you got to drink that, those two big, huge bottles of white chalk. When they check, right. They make you take.
I actually take my magnesium supplement. I do take to help with, you know, my, you know, daily bowel movement. Yeah, the
I have celiac. I don't have any issues. I have about 5-6 up to 10 bowel movements a day. So
I don't eat a lot of I eat a lot of protein and veggies, but you know that protein can bind you a little bit. So it was recommended that I take fiber and also to add magnesium, and it works. It also, you know, for like it has other purposes as you're stating. So I'm listening very closely to the different
like
ways that
the
you're
milk of
learning.
Mag. The thing with the milk of mag is after you have those barium swallows, you have to take that because that chalky, thick liquid shit that you got to drink will turn, it's almost turns into concrete, they say, in your intestines. And that's why you get the mag citrate to push all that stuff out.
Oh, wow.
Another thing is, yeah, and it's really important that you take it. Usually they give it to you right after the barium swallow is done. You know, they put you at that table and they tilt you and they make you go all different directions. And it's to make sure it coats everything. And yeah, I've had it done like 3 times and it sucks. The reason why I keep the milk of mag is because when I get gastritis so bad, my stomach's on fire, I can't eat. I can't do anything. So I'll take that. But that's also what they use when they give you the GI cocktail. They take the milk of mag, lidocaine, and the liquid Benadryl, and they mix it up. And you take it like a shot. Let me tell you something. Thank God for the lidocaine because the lidocaine numbs everything on the way going down so you can you won't vomit it back up. That's why.
Really?
Yeah, it's good, but here's the thing. I have to be desperate before I take milk of mag. Okay, I will take milk of mag before I take Pepto any day of the week.
Yeah, but there's
Pepto,
they're not the
I know. Well, Pepto's for heartburn and stuff like that, acid indigestion and all that stuff. Oh, yeah. I took it once and puked all over the bathroom. And when I mean all over, I mean all over. I was like 10 years old. And I was scarred for life. And I could never take it again. Anyway, I know. I get scarred for life as a child for certain things. And I'm 50 years old, and I'm still petrified of a dark basement, okay? I have seen way too many movies with dark basements. And I'm, no. I kid you not. I'm absolutely petrified of a pitch black basement. If I have a flashlight,
I'm
okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, if I have a flashlight, I'm fine. don't get me wrong. I you know, but nope, not until I have light. Okay, number three is magnesium chloride, and magnesium chloride is a magnesium salt that includes chlorine, an unstable element that binds well with other elements, including sodium and magnesium, to form salt. It's well absorbed in your GI tract, and making it a great multi-purpose supplement. You can use it to treat low magnesium levels, heartburn, and constipation.
I see what kind
magnesium.
I said I'm going to see what kind I have while you're talking.
Oh, okay. Magnesium chloride. Magnesium chloride is most frequently taken in capsule or tablet form, but also sometimes used in topical products like lotions and ointment. Although people use these skin creams to soothe and sore muscles, little scientific evidence leads them to improve magnesium levels because it's not ingested. I mean, you're still getting it in your, like, you know, if you use any of the even like Vicks Vapor Rub, Bengay, all of those, the camphor and all those other awesome ingredients, it gets absorbed in your skin and it's affected locally. But it's not until you take stuff internally that you get the actual, you know, what it's supposed to do. Okay. Magnesium lactate is the salt formed when magnesium binds with lactic acid. So this acid is not only produced by your muscle and blood cells, but also manufactured for use as a preservative and flavoring agent. I will have to look it up because I want to see, maybe not. Won't let me look. So magnesium lactate is utilized as a food additive to regulate acidity and fortify foods and beverages. It's less popular as an over-the-counter dietary supplement. So all of these different types of magnesium, I'm sure you're getting them somehow in some of the products that you eat or drink during the day. As a matter of fact, let's see. Nope. I have all potassium. Potassium citrate, citric acid. So my water has citric acid in it. So anyway, magnesium lactate is easily absorbed and may be a little gentler on your digestive system than the other types. And that's particularly significant for people who need to take large doses of magnesium on a regular basis. So in a study in 28 people with a rare condition that required high doses of magnesium daily, those who took a slow-release tablet of magnesium lactate had fewer digestive side effects. And that's the thing also, look at your medications. Coated tablets, they don't break down in your stomach. So it lasts longer till it gets into your small intestine, like aspirin. A lot of people cannot take aspirin unless it's enteric coated. The same thing with Motrin and Advil and ibuprofen and all that. Like my mom, she can't take it unless she has the coated tablets because she has little to no stomach lining at all. Okay, magnesium malate includes malic acid, which occurs naturally in foods like fruits and wine. This acid has a sour taste and is often used as a food additive to enhance flavor or add acidity. So research suggests that magnesium malate is a very well absorbed in your GI tract, making it a great option for replenishing your magnesium levels. Some people report that it's gentler on your system and have less of a laxative effect than the first couple ones. So it may be beneficial to you depending on what you need it for. So magnesium malate is occasionally recommended as a treatment for symptoms associated with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, but there's not a whole lot of evidence the scientific evidence to prove it, but I guess he's on my, well, I believe I have chronic fatigue syndrome. I might ask my doctor about it and see if he recommends that I try it for a while. Number six is magnesium taurate, and it contains the amino acid taurine. And research suggests that adequate intakes of taurine and magnesium play a role in regulating blood sugar. So this particular form may promote healthy blood sugar levels. It also supposedly helps support healthy blood pressure. And a recent animal study revealed that magnesium taurate significantly reduced blood pressure in rats with high levels, indicating that this form may bolster heart health. Well, it's nice to know that a rat and a human have the same heart. That's a long stretch for me, okay? I would go more with a pig because we use pig valves than anything but a rat. Okay. Magnesium L-threonate. I guess that's how you pronounce that, L-threonate, is a salt formed from mixing magnesium and threonic acid in a water-soluble substance derived from the metabolic breakdown of vitamin C. So this form is easily absorbed, and, of course, through animal research, it may be the most effective type for increasing magnesium concentrations in brain cells. This type of magnesium is often used for its potential brain benefits and may help to manage certain brain disorders such as depression and age-related memory loss. But more research is needed. And I wonder if they're going to come out and say that Alzheimer's patients and dementia patients would benefit from it, but I guess more studies have to be, you know, done. Okay, number eight is magnesium sulfate, and this is formed by combining magnesium, sulfur, and oxygen. Oh, it's Epsom salt. That's what that is. It's white with texture similar to that of table salt, and it can be, it can be consumed as a treatment for constipation. But its unpleasant taste leads people away from that, and they go to another form of magnesium for constipation. But Epsom salt is actually good for sore, achy muscles as well. And that's why that you see people using Epsom salt to soak with their feet or the whole bathtub for their body. As a matter of fact, it's usually frequently dissolved in bath water to soothe sore, achy muscles and relieve stress. They also use it in skincare products like body lotion and body oil. Have you guys tried, was it Dr. Teal's? They have lavender, Epsom salt, and they have the spearmint. Those work really good. It doesn't come in a very big bag, but it does last. You don't need a whole lot. Just throw it in the bath with some hot water. And the lavender, especially because lavender is really good, and it helps you, one of the essential oils or whatever, and it does relax you to go to sleep. Although adequate magnesium levels can play a role in muscle relaxation and stress relief, there's very little evidence to suggest that this form is absorbed. Some of it's going to be topically. It will be absorbed topically into the, you know, upper layers of your skin, your muscles and stuff, but not, like I said, you're not drinking it or eating it, so... Okay, number nine is magnesium glycinate, and it's formed from an elemental magnesium and the amino acid glycine. And your body employs this amino acid in protein construction. It also occurs in many protein-rich foods, such as fish, meat, dairy, and legumes. Like a good protein, peanut butter, chicken breast, eggs. Try to think some other good protein-rich. I'm not sure which fish have a lot of protein, but I'm sure it's probably going to be something like either salmon, I'm trying to think of what some other good seafood. But yeah.
You like
I'll have to look that one. Huh?
Shark, tuna.
Oh, okay. Well, I just know that I know salmon, but the thing about salmon, I can't eat a whole lot. It's because of the iodine levels, and I'm allergic to iodine, so I have to watch out how much. I have to use non-iodized salt, and I have to watch. Like, I can't have MSG and things like that because I get really sick whenever I get any of that stuff. So magnesium glycinate is easily absorbed and may have calming properties, and it may help reduce anxiety, depression, stress, and insomnia. Yet again, more studies are needed. So nothing's a guarantee, honestly, unless it's pain medicine and antibiotics. Because what works for me may not work for you. So, you know. And number 10 is magnesium orotate. And it includes orotic acid, a natural substance involved in your body's construction of genetic material, including DNA. Jesus, Mary and Joseph, I tell ya. Dogs are going to be the death of me one of these days.
What a new man.
Come on. Your windbag. My poor dog thought she was in trouble today because I had to get her little behavior adjustment tool, a.k.a. taser. I didn't touch her with it, but she would not come inside. So don't call the freaking ASPCA on me. I don't even touch them. Okay. So anyway, the magnesium orotate is in your DNA, or it's in the construction of your DNA, I should say. And it's easily absorbed and doesn't have the strong laxative effects like the others. Early research suggests that it may promote heart health due to the orotic acid unique role in the energy production pathways in your heart and blood vessels. Competitive athletes and fitness enthusiasts use it, and it may also aid in people with heart disease. And one study was with 79 people with severe congestive heart failure, found that magnesium orotate supplements were significantly more effective for symptom management and survival than the placebo. Well, no shit. Placebos don't work because placebos are not real. But it's mainly, honestly, placebos, especially with geriatric patients, when they think they need, I had one patient many, 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 many moons ago. She called it her nerve pill, and it was a placebo. And whenever she would get so stressed out and she just went off, like, I think she had early signs of dementia, but anyway, I'd give it to her. And boom, she'd be calmed down because it's psychosomatic. That's why they, you know, with placebo. So anywho, that form is more significantly more expensive than the other magnesium supplements based on limited evidence available. So its benefits don't justify the cost. If you guys are anything like me, I'm a cheap ass, and I will find other ways. So if you don't have low magnesium levels, it's not a big deal. You just get more magnesium. That's all. So if you are deficient, obtaining this mineral from Whole Foods is the best and initial strategy. So, like on your legumes, like your black beans and edamame, vegetables like spinach, kale, and avocado. For nuts, the best ones is almonds, peanuts, and cashews. Whole grains is oatmeal and whole wheat, and others, dark chocolate. The darker the chocolate, the better. It's not, once you start getting up to milk chocolate and stuff, that's when it's like just, you know, fat in a chocolate in a candy bar. So, so the average recommended daily amount of magnesium is 320 milligrams for women and 420 for men. It also depends on your doctor too. So the amounts in different supplement formulations may vary, so check the label to ensure that you're taking the most appropriate dose. Because supplements aren't regulated in certain countries, including the United States, look for products tested by a third party, such as USP, Consumer Lab, or NSF International, which I know, what's that brand of vitamins at Walmart with the green? I think it's green and gold, that label. Those are all NSF International.
Natural or Nature something?
Nature's Choice, Nature or something. Yeah, that one. Those are all NSF International regulated. Magnesium supplements are generally considered safe for most people. Once you've reached adequate levels, your body will excrete any excess in your urine. Like I said, pretty much everything that you know, if you have enough, your body's just saying, you're not going to, like, store it up in your body. So it'll just, you just pee it out. But certain forms or excessive doses may cause mild symptoms, like diarrhea or upset stomach. But you're still going to purge your body of the excess, either way you look at it. Although it's rare, magnesium toxicity can occur, like with anything. So if you have kidney disease or consume a very large dose of this mineral, you're at a greater risk. And so the toxicity signs is nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, muscle weakness, irregular breathing, lethargy, and urinary retention. So, you know, just everything. Watch how much you take. Take it as regular. You know what I'm saying? And you probably just take it once a day. So, so the bottom line is magnesium plays a vital role in human health. Low levels are linked to numerous adverse effects, including depression, heart disease, and diabetes. As such, you may want to consider supplements if you're not getting enough of this mineral in your diet. So most of the magnesiums pretty much all helps with heartburn, constipation, and other ailments. And before you start pretty much any of these vitamins and minerals and stuff, call your doctor or your talk to a nutritionist. They're usually really good at, you know, helping out. And not all doctors know either. And I hate to say that. Not all doctors are for the holistic approach to medicine. A lot of them are here, medication, procedures, tests, and I mean, I know you guys do some tests to get baseline levels and things like that, but not all doctors think the same way. So I got to take my glasses off because I can't see this damn thing. So we're going to start with calcium. It's a mineral, and the natural sources for calcium: skim milk, non-fat yogurt, kale, different cheeses, collard greens, canned salmon, and sardines. I did not know that about salmon or sardines. You have to make sure you get it with the bones. So, but see, when you buy salmon in a can, the bones are so brittle and fragile, they would just, they just crush up into powder. But I when I make salmon patties and stuff, I pull as many of the bones out as I can. Mustard greens, broccoli, figs, calcium, fortified orange juice, carob, oats, prunes, asparagus, sesame seeds, soybeans, tofu, watercress, and whey. So calcium is best if you take it with boron, essential fatty acid, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, vitamins A, C, D, and F, cobalt, folic acid, iron, and zinc. And if anybody wants one of these, you can either do one of two things. I can screenshot it and send it to you, or you can go to quickstudy.com, and they're $5, and they'll send you one. And it's a laminated little, you know, little pamphlet, not a pamphlet, but a little brochure thing, and it's laminated, and I've had this forever in a day. But it's a quick reference if you want to know. So the deficiency symptoms are muscle spasms, rickets, osteomalacia, and osteoporosis. And the toxicity symptoms for it is generally considered non-toxic for those individuals with kidney disease or a history of kidney stones. Well, ain't that some shit, because I've had kidney stones, and a lot of them. But you don't want to, but like, it's like Dr. Phil was saying before, but you're taking it with your calcium with the vitamin D, and it helps move the calcium where it's got to go. And a lot of times that's, one, that's how you get a buildup. That's how you get kidney stones. But I've only had kidney stones in the last 3 years, probably because of not, you know, taking vitamin D. And that's probably my biggest downfall, which I started taking mine again. Okay, chromium. It's a trace mineral, and you can get it in brewer's yeast, broccoli, ham, grape juice, brown rice, cheese. It doesn't specify what kind of cheese, so there's like a bajillion different types of cheese. So if you want, look it up and see which ones are better. Whole grains, dried beans, calf liver, chicken, corn, corn oil, dairy products, eggs, potatoes, mushrooms, beer, and wine. See, there you go. You're a bunch of bushes. That's how you get your chromium for you who drink a lot of beer, which I'm not saying anything. But see, Maria, corn, there you go. Chromium right there. So you will get some nutrients in corn. And in order to get, you don't have to take the chromium or any of those to help it work better. You don't need anything. Rare alterations in metabolism of fats, carbohydrates, proteins, and amino acids. So that's some of the deficiency symptoms, that if you have that, that you could be slacking a little bit on your chromium. Generally considered non...
Kim, I have chromium picolinate. Chromium picolinate.
Oh, chromium picolate? Chromium
yes.
picolinate and all that? That's for, you know what, they use that, honestly, it helps with weight loss.
Yeah, that's what,
yeah.
That's good.
You'll see chromium picolate, or however you want to pronounce it, in a lot of your diet pills and things like that.
Well, yeah, I do this, I get my vitamins from this place called Piping Rock. And a lot of times they have these crazy deals, buy one, get one free, 50% off. So I got a lot of interesting things to have in my medicine cabinet.
Considered non-toxic, exposure to industrially inhaled chromium has been linked to lung cancer.
Yeah.
So if you don't work with it industrially, then don't worry about it. Okay, copper is a trace mineral. Oh, I forgot to give you the dosage. For calcium, they recommend 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams a day. Chromium's between 2 and 600 micrograms. And copper is 0.5 to 2 milligrams a day. good Lord, and I can't even read this because it's a colored chart. And the damn. So you could, by eating shellfish, nuts, seeds, cocoa powder, beans, whole grains, mushrooms, calf liver, avocados, barley, beets, broccoli, lentils, oats, oranges, radishes, raisins, salmon, and green leafy vegetables, you get a lot of copper. Now, here's the thing if you think about it. You're not going to eat. They tell you you're supposed to have 6 to 10 servings of, I don't know, whatever. Well, you know how your little food pyramid?
Right.
There's no way you're going to get all of that unless you eat 100 times a day. So if you think about it, you're getting a good portion of all. If you pay attention, like broccoli, you're getting calcium, chromium, copper, folic acid, quite a few, magnesium. Think about it. Oh, I love broccoli, too. It's even better when you put cheese on it, but that's when it goes right out the window for health. hey, I don't care. I don't always put cheese on my broccoli because normally I get the mixed broccoli cauliflower mix, and I add it in steam them or whatever. But anyway, so you notice you're going to be getting a majority of all these vitamins and minerals anyway. So you don't always need to go and take a supplement for all of them, which is why it's important to eat your vegetables. Okay, anyway, so it's best if you take copper with cobalt, folic acid, iron, and zinc. So some of the deficiency symptoms will be osteoporosis, inability of body to manufacture collagen. You can have fatigue, baldness, slow nervous system development and retardation. And some of the toxicity is nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, headaches, metallic taste, and hemolytic anemia. Now, if you haven't noticed, I don't know if you guys use the copper pots that they have out. There's a whole set of pots and pans. It's made out of copper.
Yeah, I remember cooking with copper.
Yeah, you know, you do get copper. You get traces of it when you cook with the copper pots and pans.
Huh.
I don't have them. I think they're a pain in the ass to clean. Because you're not supposed to put them in the dishwasher. I don't really care.
I know. I used to love cooking with copper, but you're right. It is a pain in the ass. And then they came out with the copper bottom pots. Those were a lot easier to use.
Oh, my God. I hate those.
Why?
Fry. It's a trace. Huh?
Why did you hate them?
Because they turn black. And they get all dark
and
yeah, and you got to use some of those cleaners and all that. Oh, it's a pain in the ass. Anyway, fluoride is a trace mineral.
Well, don't burn your food.
And you need, huh?
Well, don't burn your food.
Smart ass is on the outside of the pot that turns black.
Yeah, no.
Steel
inside and copper on the bottom.
Yeah. A lot of people like their copper pots on the copper bottom pots to be nice and bright, you know, copper color.
Oh,
and not that
cheesy
ass. I know. Okay, fluoride. So you only need 1 point.
Whether or not the bottom was copper colored or black from cooking, it didn't interfere with its function.
No. So fluoride, you only need 1.5 to 4 milligrams a day. And you get it in your fluoride water. You naturally add fluoride to the water. It's in tea, canned salmon, mackerel, kidneys, and liver. I don't think that's kidney beans, but it's in kidney something. So if you eat kidneys, I guess that's what that is. I don't eat kidneys. Nothing's required to take with it. your dental, your cavities and brittle bones, is some of the deficiencies of fluoride. But Jesus, if you drink tap water, you're getting fluoride. So some of the toxicity is mottled teeth, osteomalacia, and osteoporosis. The water soluble and recommended is between 400 and 1200 micrograms. So a lot of cereals that are they're fortified cereals get with folic acid, pinto beans, navy beans, asparagus, spinach, broccoli, okra, Brussels sprouts, barley, beef, bran, brown rice, brewer's yeast. There you go, drinkers. Cheese, chicken, dates, green leafy vegetables, lamb, which I would never eat. I think I've had it one time. Legumes, lentils, liver, milk, mushrooms, orange juice, or oranges, my bad. Split peas, pork, tuna, and whole grains. And in order of the best, if it's taken with a multivitamin. But a lot of your multivitamins already have folic acid in it. So for deficiency symptoms of why you would need folic acid, anemia, irritability, weakness, sleep disturbances, pallor, sore and reddened tongue. And generally, they consider it non-toxic. Iodine is a mineral, and you need from 0 to 100 micrograms from most people. It's normally from 150 to 300 micrograms for those who live in, oh, goody, they got a hole punched right through the damn word. if you live where you don't have a lot of iodine, that's why they recommend that you take a supplement. But you get an iodized salt, shellfish, saltwater fish, milk, and seaweed. And I'm wondering if that has something to do with the lactose intolerance with some people besides the lactate, because I'm allergic to iodine. And that's probably a good thing why I don't drink a whole lot of milk. Anywho, it's best if you take it with iron, manganese, and phosphorus. It's for the deficiency symptoms of growth and sexual development can be delayed in children and a goiter. And usually it's a goiter, and you can't miss a goiter because the whole side of your neck, one of your thyroids will swell up, and it looks like they just stuck a softball underneath your skin. Generally, it's considered non-toxic if under 1,000 micrograms a day. High doses can cause headaches, metallic taste in the mouth, and a rash. Jesus, doses over 20,000 micrograms a day have been associated with an iodide border. I don't know why anyone would have that much, but hey. Iron is a mineral. And for men, it's usually 15 to 25 milligrams a day. For women, it's 18 to 30. You get iron-fortified cereals. It's also in beef, baked potatoes. I'm assuming when they say baked potato, they don't mean loaded with bacon, cheese, sour cream, brown sugar, and all the other stuff that you put on it. It's also in clams, pumpkin seeds, soybeans, eggs, fish, liver, green leafy vegetables, whole grains, nuts, avocados, beets, brewer's yeast, dates, peaches, pears, lentils, dried prunes, raisins, and sesame seeds. Oh, I can't see, sorry. And you don't need to take, there's nothing required to supplement, to take it, if you take it best of anything. People who are anemic, dry, coarse hair, dysphagia, dizziness, fatigue, hair loss, cracked lips or tongue, nervousness, slowed mental response, and pallor. Generally, it's considered non-toxic if it's under 75 milligrams a day. High doses can cause abdominal cramps, vomiting, and diarrhea. severe overdoses of iron can be considered fatal if medical attention is not sought. I do believe with anything, if the symptoms are severe enough and medical attention is not sought, it probably could be fatal. Okay, so for magnesium, we're just going to cover some of it really just quickly here. But it's recommended 500 to 750 milligrams, and of course it is a mineral. You could get it in brown rice, avocado, spinach, haddock, oatmeal, navy beans, lima beans, broccoli, yogurt, bananas, baked potatoes, apples, apricots, brewer's yeast. Jesus, they must add all this shit to for brewer's yeast. See, so all you alcoholics can say you get your vitamins and minerals by drinking a beer a day. Tofu, cantaloupes, grapefruit, green leafy vegetables, lemons, nuts, salmon, sesame seeds, and wheat. So it's best if you take it with calcium, phosphorus, potassium, vitamins B6, C, and D. So like I had said earlier about the magnesium, sleep deficiencies, irritability, rapid heartbeat, confusion, muscle spasms, and GI upset. So those could be some reasons. She's deficient in magnesium. Rarely it's toxic. Symptoms may include diarrhea, fatigue, and arrhythmia. Now, don't forget, if you have excessive vomiting and diarrhea, besides being dehydrated, you will be fatigued. So always think about that. Manganese is a trace mineral, and you need about 15 to 30 milligrams a day. And you get that with canned pineapple juice, wheat bran, wheat germ, whole grains, seeds, nuts, cocoa, I guess that's cocoa powder, shellfish, tea, dairy products, apples, apricots, avocados, bananas, brewer's yeast, cantaloupe, grapefruit, green leafy vegetables, peaches, figs, salmon, soybeans, and tofu. So your safe bet is if you eat green leafy vegetables, avocados, broccoli, you're going to get all your vegetables. I mean, all your vitamins and minerals.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you got to have more than, I'm going to take this as more than one bite. You know how kids do? Okay, just one bite. And they'll eat one green bean or one pea. I'm like,
hey, what is it? A serving, is it half a cup or a whole cup? I forget.
It depends on the food.
Yeah, but it's anywhere from half a cup for veggies.
Yeah.
Half a cup, whole cup, yeah.
Thing is, a lot of, especially like Weight Watchers, fruits and most of your fruits are a free food. Except like bananas, pears, because there's a lot of natural sugar in them. So you might want to, you know, you're not going to eat 10 bananas in a day.
No.
But your vegetables are usually a free food, they consider free food, because there's no calories. Now, until you get into your dried beans and things like that, because they are starch.
I eat a lot of green vegetables because I love vegetables. But also, too, if I feel like the munchies and I want to eat something, you know, I'd rather eat some broccoli or celery or something. And cause,
oh,
like
you're
you said,
a sadist.
No, I'm not.
You eat celery. You're a sadist.
That's not a sadist. A sadist would be me forcing you to eat celery.
Oh, whatever. I don't care. That's a nasty.
You would say I'm a masochist. And by your definition.
Yeah, okay, masochist. Yeah, you're a masochist. Now, I don't care if you make chocolate-covered celery. I still ain't eating it.
I like mine with butter or cream cheese.
Yeah, but that's just it. I was forced to eat it so much as a kid, I can't stand it now. And also, don't forget, every 7 years, your taste buds will change. So while you may never have experienced, like I never had Brussels sprouts growing up, and I've always thought they were nasty because everyone complained about it. But if you make them properly, they actually taste pretty good. Same thing with asparagus. So
I can't eat anything except the cherries and chitlins that I don't eat.
Oh, no. I will not eat chitlins either.
I tried to, anyway, but it's, again, not something I really care for.
Manganese is best if you take it with a calcium, iron, vitamin B complex, and vitamin E.
Yep.
So, and it's rare. I don't know why it's so rare, but atherosclerosis, confusion, tremors, elevated cholesterol levels, impaired vision and hearing, skin rash, irritability, increased blood pressure, pancreatic damage, sweating, increased heart rate, mental impairment, and grinding of your teeth. But the grinding of your teeth is also something that I do it in my sleep. Generally, it's considered non-toxic, and exposure to industrially inhaled manganese has been linked to psychiatric and nervous disorders. Thing that I don't work with it industrially. Okay. Molybdenum, I have no idea what the hell that is. It's a trace mineral, and you need, it says recommended 75 micrograms. And you get that in beans, whole grain, cereal, milk, milk products, dark green leafy vegetables, legumes, peas, and meats. And you don't have to take it with anything. It's rare if you have increased heart rate.
I actually take trace minerals. I put a teaspoon in my tea. It has magnesium, chloride, sodium, potassium, sulfate, lithium, and boron.
Oh, lithium?
Yeah. That, yes.
If you haven't noticed, on a side note of lithium, whenever I see Nancy Pelosi talk or AOC or Ginger Snap, I always say that they need their, now hold on, it takes a minute to say this. I got to get this right.
Thorazine or lithium?
Lithium. Hold on. They need their mocha latte, Xanax, lithium, vodka, coffee is what they need. When they start, you know, you'll see Nancy Pelosi when she starts, you know, rambling and can't speak,
well, you know,
which is what I'm doing right now. Actually, anytime she speaks. So anyway, it's rare that you can get increased heart rate and mouth and gum disorders, impotence in older males, increased respiratory rate, and night blindness. So those deficiencies are rare. But
and
that's
caused by lithium?
No, the molybdenum. It's molybdenum.
Never heard of that.
Neither have I. It's a trace mineral. Okay, phosphorus. Moving right along. We got plenty of time. Phosphorus is a mineral, and you need about 1,200 milligrams. And you get that in halibut, non-fat yogurt, salmon, skim milk, chicken breast, extra lean ground beef, oatmeal, lima beans, broccoli, asparagus, corn. Woohoo! Two for corn. Dairy products, eggs, dried fruits, highly carbonated beverages. Which the thing about the carbonated drinks that I did for you, because of all the other crap in them. But I did carbonated water, the carbonation. Legumes, nuts, sesame seeds, pumpkin, and sunflower seeds. But it's also best if you take it with calcium, iron, manganese, sodium, vitamin B, and vitamin B6. So,
you know,
I've
always eaten pretty healthy all my life, despite my obesity. I eat healthy. And I'm wondering,
you're obese now if you're 10 pounds overweight.
I'm wondering, you know, because I eat a lot of the stuff, so I get all those minerals and vitamins. So I have arthritis in my lower back. I think that was caused more from some accidents I was in than for a deficiency in something.
But maybe because I'm not deficient in all those things, I don't have as much problems with my arthritis as some other people have.
I found out my biggest problem with my lower back, it's because of I didn't realize the ankylosing spondylosis was your lower vertebrae are fused together. And that takes away from your mobility. And I did not realize that. So that's my issue.
Right.
With my arthritis and my back and my knee and my hip and shit everywhere else. Anyway, your deficiencies are going to be fatigue, irritability, decreased appetite, bone pain, weakness, and skin sensitivity. It's rarely toxic. Symptoms may include brittle bones related to lost calcium. So that's probably why they'll give you calcium, vitamin D, and phosphorus, and all that cool stuff all together. So potassium is a trace mineral, and they recommend 3,500 milligrams. And this is dried apricots and baked potatoes, but we all know that you eat bananas and you get your potassium, strawberries,
tomatoes.
A few
others. You know tomatoes have potassium.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So they could have added it, but I don't know why they didn't. But you don't need to take anything as supplement.
I know that because the gentleman I took care of who was on peritoneal dialysis, you have to watch your potassium level. So he had to be careful with what foods he ate, and one of the things on the list was the tomatoes.
Thing with anyone on dialysis, they got to check everything because they're pulling – they can lose up to 15, 20 pounds a day.
Yeah.
Every time they do dialysis, because they're pulling all that water off. Now there goes your potassium, your sodium. All of that stuff gets pulled out. So anyway, some of the deficiencies for low potassium is dry skin, acne, chills, diarrhea, impaired cognitive function, muscle spasms, arrhythmia, edema, decreased reflex response, thirst, glucose intolerance, growth retardation, insomnia, elevated cholesterol, and decreased blood pressure. Well, shit, I might need to be taking me some potassium.
Right?
Because I got a lot of those deficiencies. Except low blood pressure. Shit, mine's never low. Unless I'm sleeping. Anyway, it's rarely toxic. Nothing's guaranteed in this world except for death and taxes.
Nope.
So symptoms may include arrhythmia and heart failure, and that's if you exceed 18 grams a day. So that's why your sodium, your potassium, trying to think. Your potassium, sodium, are you big, you know, for your cardiac, that throws your cardiac enzymes off. Okay, selenium is a mineral, and they recommend 100 to 400 micrograms for those living in a low selenium area. Huh?
I said I have that one. I take, too, selenium.
If you live in coastal and glaciated regions, you don't get a whole lot of selenium. Whatever. So they recommend 50 to 200 micrograms for those living in high selenium areas. But lobster, Brazilian nuts, shellfish, whole grains, organ meat. For organ meat, it's probably like your beef liver, chicken liver, gizzards. Things like that, any type of organ meat. Brown rice, poultry, broccoli, dairy products, onions, salmon, tuna, tarula yeast, vegetables, wheat germ, and wheat grains. So, eat your freaking broccoli, people. And you will get, and eat more than, eat more than one bite. So more than one little florette's not going to cut it. Eat a couple
eat
of them. My dogs, they're retarded. They have a good diet. Anyway, nothing's required to take with selenium to make it work better. But muscle weakness, it's also been linked to cancer and heart disease, fatigue, growth retardation, elevated cholesterol levels, susceptibility to infection and sterility. So any of those issues leads to a deficiency in selenium. It's rarely toxic, but symptoms may include garlic breath. Now, if you just ate garlic, you can't say, oh, my God, I got a selenium deficiency. No, dumbass, you just ate garlic. But if you haven't had garlic and all of a sudden you've got garlic breath, well, there you go. You've had too much. Brittle hair, nails, irritability, liver and kidney impairment, metallic taste in your mouth, dermatitis, and jaundice. Now, seriously, just because you have a metallic taste in your mouth, if you take, hold on, I'll get it, Topamax, Topamax will cause a metallic taste in your mouth. So don't freak out.
What's Topamax?
If you take Topamax.
What's it for?
It's used for seizures, depending on the dosage. It's good for migraine therapy, anxiety, anger, you know, all of those, you know, PTSD symptoms, and also seizures. But they will titrate it, so depending on what they're treating you for, depends on how much you get. Now, the side effects from Topamax, your hair falls out or it breaks, your teeth will break, and also the metallic taste in your mouth.
Ew.
Also, yeah, it sucks. Also, for the jaundice, don't panic, because if you have a hepatitis or cirrhosis or anything like that, you can have jaundice. So,
right.
Like I said, everything all works together. So just because you have nausea, vomiting, constipation, diarrhea, that's like every disease known to mankind. Okay, sodium is a trace mineral, and they recommend 2,400 milligrams a day. Now, remember back in the day, this is what they do. Oh, my God, no table salt. And everybody's grandparents put table salt on everything, and they cooked with it.
Yeah.
Well, now they're saying give them the salt back. The same thing with eggs. They're saying don't eat more than one egg or two eggs a week. Give me a break. Now they're saying eat the eggs now. Now, I don't mean eat a half a dozen eggs a damn day.
No.
I'll eat two or three eggs, but, like, probably once, maybe twice a week. But that's a good protein. It also depends if I haven't had any protein or enough. That's why I eat three eggs.
I eat eggs when I feel like it. Yeah, sometimes
true.
I go a week or two without eating them. Other weeks, I'll eat them two or three times in a week. But I never have more than one or two.
That's what I do. Normally it's two, but if I make, like, I don't eat bread, I'll eat tortilla wraps.
Right.
And I'll take two or three eggs and put them in a pan, and I don't have to do anything. I just break the egg, put it in there, pop the yolk, and it doesn't stick, and it flips over great, and it'll make it to the exact size of the tiniest tortilla wrap. And
right.
I make my own little egg, whatever you want to call those things. And boom, there you go. So anyway, like I said, if your sodium's too low or too high, that also can jack up your cardiac enzymes. So when you have excessive sweating, diarrhea, and things like that, you're getting rid of those essential minerals that your body has to have. So you get sodium in pretty much everything that you eat. Cheese, most meats, especially ham and bacon, canned soups, canned vegetables, canned tuna, cereals, bread. I don't know, there's sodium in cabbage. Huh. And sardines. Pretty much anything that's processed, right? it's going to have an ass load of sodium. Go look at an MRE, how much sodium is in a freaking MRE. Let me tell you something.
I can imagine.
You are not lacking sodium. Well, it's a preservative. That's
yeah.
The salt cured, and that's what they used to use. See, like for me, I don't eat a whole lot of ham. Like at Christmas, I get Thanksgiving, I get the turkey, and my son gets Christmas, he wants the ham. So that's how we swap it out. But on the ham, I actually have to soak it. And I know this sounds bad, but when I soak it, it kind of pulls some of the sodium, them in, and it gets some of the, not all of it. I mean, just enough, just a little bit.
Yeah.
It's too salty for me.
Yeah, no,
it's just really.
Don't like it.
Yeah, and if I let him, he would eat a whole ham. If I let him, he's fucking 27 or 28 this year.
Yeah, but he'll make himself sick. Don't let him do that.
No, I know. And see, he's starting, and this is the important reason why I'm glad I'm still living here with him, is he's starting to pick up on some of the things that's gone wrong with him. Like, he doesn't pay attention to it. He's like, whatever. He's a guy. He don't care.
Yeah.
Now he's starting to notice his ankles and his legs are swollen. Mom, I think we're getting too much sodium. Well, then you cut out your hot sauce. He eats hot sauce like there's no tomorrow. But he also has some bleeding. So I told him, I said, dude, you got to stop eating this friggin' Satan fire, friggin' hell on earth hot sauce. And you're going to have to tone it down, you know, and he has. And so he's starting to realize, and that's why we think he's got ulcerative colitis. And so he's mm-hmm. open to a healthier diet. He really is. And that's not all 20-something-year-olds are. Okay. Anywho, so it's best to take, you know, your calcium, potassium, vitamin D, and sulfur. Notice your sodium, calcium, and potassium. Those three work together. Every time I have any heart problems, my potassium is always low, and they give me them big-ass potassium pills to take. I swear to God. And sometimes you might be lucky, and they'll give you that orange. It's an orange liquid. It's a drink, but it's like 30cc mm-hmm. cup, and that's how they give it to you if you're lucky. It all depends on your doctor. Anywho, so deficiencies because of, like I said, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, abdominal cramps, dehydration, confusion, depression, dizziness, palpitations, headaches, impaired taste, low blood pressure, and seizures. So, also, this, I know this has absolutely nothing to do with this vitamin, blood sugar. If you have any family members or friends that's geriatric age, 75, 80, hell, they could probably even be in their 60s. If they have low blood sugar, they can become very anchorous.
Confused. Okay,
and,
yeah.
The confusion and all of that, and a lot of times, their blood sugar could be dangerously low. But also sodium, potassium, and things like that are also low. So pay attention. They're like, it's just they're old. No. If you notice, if someone that you notice is not normally confused, depressed, dehydrated, dizzy, and all of a sudden they are, chances are it's one of these minerals or vitamins. And so that's why it's important to recognize the people you're around. So some of the toxicities, elevated blood pressure, potassium deficiency, and diseases of the liver and kidney. So that's the thing about the potassium deficiency. If you have a potassium deficiency, you could have a sodium toxicity. there's always an equal balance with everything that you eat and drink. Okay. We get time? Keep good. Oh, wow. We got plenty of time. We're going to probably get done with all the vitamins and minerals. And the next week we can cover, it breaks it down for things like atherosclerosis. It tells you which vitamins and minerals is best to take and the dosing and things like that. So I'm telling you, this little card is a lifesaver. Absolutely awesome. And then it also talks about
information is on that card.
Yeah. You know what I'll do? I will screenshot it and I will post it on Telegram for you to look at.
I could get one for $5 or something somewhere, but that's how I can see what it looks like.
That's what I'll do. If anybody will, like I said, go on quickstudy.com and go under medical. You can go by category, because if you just plug it, oh my God, you'll be there forever. But do it under medical.
I'm assuming you got a bookmark.
Oh, yes, on my laptop. But I don't have Telegram on my laptop, so I'll have to go find it on my phone.
Well, I can give you my email. You can always email it to me.
Okay. I'll screenshot it, and so you could decide if you want to pay the $5 and get you one, or you could just print it out. Anywho, vitamin A is a fat-soluble, and usually they recommend 5,000 to 50,000 international units, but you get a lot of vitamin A in carrots, and if you have them raw or carrot juice, pumpkin, yams, tuna, cantaloupe, mangoes, turnips, beet greens, butternut squash, spinach, fish, and eggs. Ha, cool. It's best if you take it with choline and your vitamin C, D, and E, essential fatty acids, and zinc. We have a vitamin A deficiency because I have poor night vision. I have night blindness, macular degeneration, increase of cataracts, dry skin, hearing, taste, smell, and nerve damage. Listen, if you have COVID, your smell and taste is going to be shot anyway. So don't think that you're necessarily a vitamin A deficient. You're probably vitamin D deficient, because a lot of vitamin D deficient people got COVID. Anywho, the toxicity of vitamin A is nausea, vomiting, headaches, insomnia, dry skin, joint pain, and constipation. Vitamin B1 is a water soluble. It's also called thiamin, and usually about 25 to 300 milligrams. Rice bran, pork, beef, ham, and I take it when they say like the meat, it's not lunch meat. So, and believe it or not, I know, but you know what? Hey, they said pork or beef or ham. No, because you're going to have a shit ton of sodium in those anyway. But
right,
believe it or not, pork. What there is white pork that's better for you than your regular pork, like your pork chop.
Different cuts.
You do have both.
Right.
You can just look at the color, and it's not literally white. Okay, it's an off pink. Okay. Anyway, fresh peas, beans, bread, wheat germ, oranges, enriched pastas, and cereals. And it's best if you take it with manganese, vitamin C, E, and B complex. So some people have mild issue deficiencies like appetite and weight loss. Not my problem. I smell food and I gain weight. Nausea, vomiting, fatigue, nervous system problems. For severe deficiencies, they'll have beriberi, muscle weakness, a decrease. What the hell is DTR? Huh. I have no idea what DTR means. Let's see. It does not say. I'll have to look that up. I have no idea what DTR is. Edema and enlarged heart. And usually it's not toxic. So B2 is a water soluble. All your B vitamins are water soluble. B2 is riboflavin. And they usually recommend 25 to 300 milligrams for your B1, B2, B3, and B5, and B12. So, poultry, fish, fortified grains and cereals, broccoli, woo-hoo, broccoli, turnip greens, asparagus, spinach, yogurt, milk, and cheese. It's best if you take it with vitamin B complex and vitamin C.
Yeah, I eat all that stuff.
And so do I. And so I don't like, woo-hoo. Now, when I do yogurt, I do this with, it's Kroger sells it. Walmart does not sell this brand, unless your area, you might be lucky, but it's called Carbmaster. And Carbmaster, it's a Kroger brand or Dillon's, whatever, but it's very, 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 very low on your carbs, which I didn't think yogurt would have a lot of carbs, but it's the sugar.
Greek yogurt, like Tarobi.
Kobani or whatever, Chobani.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called, Chobani. But Greek yogurt's better for you anyway. But I like yogurt, and I found the neatest trick for yogurt because I'm a cheap ass. And have you noticed that you pay more for flavored yogurts? You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
I buy plain vanilla yogurt or vanilla.
And then add
okay,
your own fruit.
Forget this.
And then add your own fruit or flavoring?
Hell yeah. I take, you know, those, the little flavor packets that you put in water, mm-hmm. the Equate or Mio or whatever.
Yeah.
I just add, if I do a half a cup of yogurt, I add a little bit to that. And it, boom, I got a new flavor yogurt.
Wow.
And I'm not paying anything extra.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. It is. And you don't have to. But now if I get plain yogurt, I will add a vanilla extract to it.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, if you have mild deficiencies, like if you have cracks and sores to the corner of your mouth and tongue, red eyes, skin lesions, dizziness, hair loss, inability to sleep, sensitive to light, poor digestion, and for severe deficiencies in B2 would be anemia and nerve disease. Now, because it's fall, a lot of times you might have cracks and sores to the corners of your mouth and stuff. So just pay attention because a lot of times, the cold air and the wind will do that. And it's also generally non-toxic. B3 is niacin. You can get that in chicken breast, tuna, veal, beef liver, fortified breads and cereals, brewer's yeast, broccoli, carrots, cheese, corn. Ooh, corn's working their way up there. Corn flour, whatever. Dandelion greens, dates, eggs, fish, milk, peanuts.
Green.
I've never had dandelion, you know, green. But I'll have to try it one day. potatoes and tomatoes. And it's best if you take it with vitamin B complex and C. Also, if you have a multivitamin, it's going to have all this shit in there anyway. So don't worry about it. So deficiencies, mild, would be canker sores, diarrhea, dizziness, fatigue, halitosis, which is bad breath, headaches, indigestion, inability to sleep, loss of appetite and dermatitis, and pellagra would be a severe vitamin B deficiency. For toxicity, usually it's mild symptoms of nausea, vomiting, abdominal cramps, diarrhea, and flushing. For severe, you can actually end up with liver damage, an irregular heart rate, rash, to large portions of the body, and gouty arthritis. B5 is pantothenic acid. You get whole grains, mushrooms, salmon, brewer's yeast, fresh vegetables, kidney, I hope that's kidney beans and not someone eating kidneys. Good Lord. Legumes, liver, pork, royal jelly. I have no idea what royal jelly is, and I probably don't want to know. Saltwater fish, tarula yeast, whole rye, and whole wheat flour. And it's best if you take with vitamins A, C, and E. Rarely, for deficiencies, you'll have nausea, vomiting, fatigue, headache, tingling in the hands, sleep disturbance, abdominal pains, and cramps. Now, like everything else I've ever said, when you have the same symptoms for pretty much everything under God's green earth, pay attention to the one symptom or two symptoms that's not in everything else. That's how they kind of rule things out. Or blood work always works as well. Generally, it's considered non-toxic. Okay, B6. You get in, I did not know bananas had B6 in it. Avocados, chicken, beef, brewer's yeast, eggs, brown rice, soybeans, whole wheat, peanuts, walnuts, oats, carrots, and sunflower seeds. And it's best if you make sure you take with potassium, vitamin C, and B complex. So some of the deficiencies will be anemia, seizures, headaches, nausea, dry, flaky skin, sore tongue, and cracks in your mouth, and vomiting. Generally considered non-toxic, ever, if you take more than 2,000 to 6,000 milligrams a day, you need to be slapped in the head because you only need 1.5 to 2 milligrams.
Of what?
So, of vitamin B6.
Oh, yeah. That's about all
pyridoxine.
I take.
Yeah. So if you're getting 2,000 milligrams a day, I like to know what the hell you are eating. You might be eating every single one of those things in gluttonous form, like a lot of it. That would be the only way that you get that much, unless
some
you're taking
vitamins,
a whole bottle.
Some of the vitamins and supplements, some of the vitamins, supplements, and minerals that you mentioned, I take pretty much all of them, but not every day.
You're a dumbass.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I put them. I have a pill box, and I put them in a thing. So, you know, I only take them a couple of times. Some of them I only take a couple of times a week, just to be on the safe side because I'm doing the Herbalife diet. So, even though I'm getting the majority of my nutrients, I'm really not eating the foods.
Now, another thing is when you take multivitamins and you take, if you take the individual vitamin to supplement your multivitamin, some of your multivitamins you're only getting 25% of the daily allowance of what you need. Does that mean take four? No. Sometimes you're getting 100%, 75%. You know what I'm saying? So you're getting some of your daily allowances of each of these vitamins and minerals, and then you supplement it by eating certain foods, or you could take an individual like folic acid. You could take it in addition to a multivitamin. Yes, you're getting folic acid in some of them, because not all multivitamins have folic acid in it. So you're going to add an extra one. So if you're concerned about certain vitamins and minerals, yeah, you could take an extra one. But like I always say, talk to your doctor before you do. Okay. So vitamin B12 or cyanocobalamin, you get it in clams, ham, cooked oysters, king crab, herring, salmon, tuna, lean beef, liver, blue cheese, and gorgonzola cheese. Well, I don't eat hardly any of that, so probably why I need to take some B12. Now, a lot of your B vitamins also help speed up your metabolism. Read the bottle, and they help with suppress your appetite, and they help speed up your metabolism. So nothing's required to take along with your B12. But any deficiencies, you can have like unsteady gait, chronic fatigue, constipation, depression, digestive disturbances, dizziness, drowsiness, liver enlargement, hallucinations, headaches, inflammation of the tongue, irritability, mood swings, nerve disorders, palpitations, pernicious edema, tinnitus, and spinal cord degeneration. So,
you know, doctors need to just be prescribing supplements and vitamins for people. Because all
okay,
these
you do realize big pharma makes a shit ton of money off of doctors and diseases, which is why they push all of this crap instead of naturally, because if they did naturally or herbally or, you know what I'm saying, then big pharma loses out.
Well, you know what?
So,
big pharma is about to lose me because I'm, you know, especially I might be losing my medical coverage. I'm like, you know, I'm already lost the drugs, so I'm like, fuck it.
Okay, vitamin C is a water soluble, and you need about 60 to 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C. Yet again, broccoli, woo-hoo, eat your broccoli. Cantaloupe, kiwi fruit, oranges, pineapple, peppers, pink grapefruit, strawberries, asparagus, avocados, collard greens, dandelion greens, kale, lemons, mangoes, onions, radish, and watercress. Now,
so
before you go and eat your grapefruit.
Why only pink? I wonder why pink and not yellow.
Well, here's the thing about grapefruit. There is some medications you cannot have grapefruit with.
Yeah,
I have no idea. I don't know if it's there's certain amounts of your citric acid in the different grapefruits. I can look it up or, you know, whatever. Anywho, bioflavonoids, calcium, and magnesium are best if you take – it works better with vitamin C. Poor wound healing, bleeding gums, easily bruising, nosebleeds, joint pain, lack of energy, susceptibility to infection, and for severe, would be scurvy. Now, if you, back in the way back day, Christopher Columbus time, when they were in the boats and they traveling around around the world, they didn't have citrus fruit, and a lot of them got scurvy.
Right.
Generally, it's considered non-toxic, and it can cause abdominal bloating and diarrhea. Damn my nose. Vitamin D is a fat-soluble. You could get vitamin D by being outside in the sun, eating sardines, salmon, mushrooms, eggs, fortified milk, fortified cereals, herring, liver, tuna, cod liver oil, and margarine. I don't recommend margarine because it's only one element away from plastic.
Yeah.
But you will get vitamin D in it. And like the other vitamins we were talking about, the vitamin D is best if you take it with calcium, choline, vitamins A and C and phosphorus, and your essential fatty acids, like your omega-3 fatty acids, which is good for your heart. And they don't even have, oh, that's because it's not a vitamin nor a mineral. In infants, irreversible bone deformities. In children, deficiencies because they have had rickets, delayed tooth development, muscle weakness, softened skulls. In adults, osteomalacia, osteoporosis, and hypocalcemia. You guys seen the movie with Tiny Tim, with Scrooge, and all those Christmas movies? You know Tiny Tim?
Yeah.
You know, what he had was rickets. Somebody did a thing, and they did research on it, and that's what he had was rickets. And he almost died from it, but that's what caused his issues with his bones. That's a useless fact that I found out by when I watched the movie, okay? Because I wanted to know what was wrong. I wanted to know what was wrong with Tiny Tim, okay? And I researched it. Vitamin D toxicity. Huh?
He wasn't a real person, though, was he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, the character itself, Tiny Tim, okay, that the little boy portrayed in the movie, I wanted to know, because they wrote it in the storyline, why Tiny Tim died in the future. Yeah, I just looked it up as a useless fact of the movie. Not the actual person who played it. Vitamin D toxicity, nausea, vomiting, headaches, constipation, diarrhea, fatigue, loss of appetite, excessive thirst, and urination, protein in urine, liver, and kidney damage. So you need your vitamin D, but not too much. All right. Vitamin E is a fat soluble. And you get it in your vegetables, nut oils like soybean oil, corn oil, safflower oil, also spinach, whole grains, wheat germ, and sunflower seeds. Also, it's best you take it with your essential fatty acids and vitamins A, B1, C, manganese, and selenium. Rare symptoms may include anemia and edema. Generally, it's non-toxic, but you could get a GI upset, dizziness, and diarrhea. Last two. Vitamin K is also a fat soluble. Also, remember ADEC. Vitamin A, D, E, and K are all fat soluble vitamins. You get with green leafy vegetables, including spinach, kale, also cauliflower, and broccoli. You don't need to take anything else with vitamin K. This is rare deficiencies, except in newborns, where bleeding tendencies are possible. Elevated levels of vitamin K can interfere with the effects of anticoags. So if you're on heparin or Coumadin, you cannot have green leafy vegetables or vitamin K. Your vegetables, so you can't have your kale, your spinach, because that's high in vitamin K. So just remember that. And vitamin K is the antidote too much heparin and Coumadin, or aspirin for that matter. Because if your blood's too thin, and that's what they give you. Anywho, it's generally non-toxic, but a type of jaundice may occur in premature infants. And zinc, it's a mineral, and you get it with cooked oysters, beef, lamb, eggs, whole grains, nuts, yogurt, fish, legumes, lima beans, liver, mushrooms, pecans, pumpkin and sunflower seeds, sardines, soybeans, and poultry. It's best if you take it with calcium, copper, phosphorus, and vitamin B6. If you have a change in smell and taste, nails can become thin and peel, need delayed sexual maturation, hair loss, elevated cholesterol, impaired night vision, impotence, growth retardation, and increased susceptibility to infection, you can have zinc deficiency. Also, a zinc toxicity would be nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, impaired coordination, and fatigue. And that is all for vitamins and minerals. Now, that video that you shared earlier, Maria?
Yes.
With this new superbug or whatever, it's not COVID. Okay.
The COVID.
Yes, it does make sense. Okay. Because here's the thing. You need to be exposed to your everyday germs and shit like that. Okay? Like when your kids go to nursery school. They're a walking plague. Okay? They will bring home everything. Okay?
Yep.
And now that people have been quarantined to their house, everyone's become super introverted and stuck at home. Guess what? You're not being exposed to any type of bacteria, germs, or anything. Now, I'm not saying go walk around and go catch Ebola, but you know what I'm saying. Just every day. And so, yes, lack of sunlight and lack of activity, lack of proper diet. Now, get this. That's probably a good portion of, if you add into it, I want to know who's been vaccinated and who's not vaccinated, because they're saying because it's a conspiracy theory now that the vaccines, they lower your immunity, which means
yes.
you are going to catch everything.
Yep.
One, because you've been inside cooped up in your house, and
yep.
the vaccine is said to lower your immune response. Now,
yes.
like I said, conspiracy theory, but hey, whatever. I want to know who's been getting the super bug, the super cold. And the other thing is, if you had COVID or if you run a lot of antibiotics, it's going to lower your immune system because your immune system is not fighting off whatever's wrong with you. Those antibiotics are. That's why a lot of times you'll hear me say, fight it naturally. Let your body kick the cold or whatever. If
I agree. It's a combination of things. I agree. But, you know, I am willing to bet that a large number of those people have been vaccinated.
Oh, no doubt. Shut up, dog. I wouldn't doubt it very seriously that that's why there's so many people that are that sick. And yet again, they're going to blame it on non-vaccinated people. We're going to blame for everything because they suck. Yeah. So,
I mean, we're not treating children that haven't been vaccinated. It's sad.
No, I know. So I'm not going to be working for Maxim Healthcare, so now I got to resort to go looking for another job.
Why?
They don't want the – oh, because I had a complaint that I fell asleep at work, which I didn't. The mother got drunk, passed out, and her husband walked in. And I was looking at my phone. He had no idea that I had a phone. And I was looking down, and, you know, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. So he thought I was sleeping. I was not. They did an investigation anyway, and they said, no, she wasn't sleeping. You could tell by the information they gave it was a lie. Anyway, Maxim said, we don't want that stigma for an employee. Oh, fuck you then. I don't really care. So anyway, I got two job interviews, one's tomorrow and one's Thursday. And she's like, well, you got to get me vaccinated with the COVID vaccine. I said, yeah, well, I can't. They are accepting medical exemptions and religious exemptions there.
Oh, well,
so
cool.
it's assisted living and also the Alzheimer's unit, which they call it the memory unit. They no longer call it Alzheimer's. It's called the memory loss unit. See, just call it what it is. It's fucking Alzheimer's. But, yeah.
That's really sad that they're going woke at a goddamn nursing home.
People got butthurt, like freaking Michael Myers killed the gay couple. That left my ass off.
God. Yeah, it's ridiculous. People are,
I know.
You know, I'm so tired of it.
Oh, I am too. But anyway, that's all I got for tonight. Oh, Bobby, you still around? Or are you sleeping?
I'm here.
Maybe. Okay. So if I get this job, either one, the job interview I have tomorrow, and I have one Thursday also, they're both 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Here's the deal. It takes me like a half an hour to get home, which means it's going to be pushing 6:30. So it's 12-hour shift, but I'm not sure how it's going to work, and it's alternating weekends. So we're going to have to figure out something with the shows. So I may not be able to do the Thursday show. I may not be able to do it because, I don't know, just so like Weathers and John and, you know, you guys, you're always on every show, so you don't count. And Lorna pretty much is too, but Lorna's always quiet, so Lorna hardly ever speaks. So
because she's always sleeping.
I know. But if we could get more participation from people, would really help, because unless we do it at a different time, I don't want to do it later, because that's already pushing 7, it's from 7 to 9 for me and 8 to 10 for you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean.
Yeah, he told me to fall asleep if he did it any later.
Well, that's the other thing. So I don't want to make it too late. But here's the thing. With the 12-hour shifts, I believe it's 2 days on, 2 days off, two on, two off, whatever. It's like 1 week I work 3 days, 1 week I work 4 days. But it's the time. That's the whole thing. So I'll let you know, either job, whichever one I take, whichever one I get. And I'll have a fixed schedule. So we may just have to move the days around that we do the shows, if you guys don't mind. So, and it's every other weekend, which sucks ass. So, unless we do like Saturday show every other Saturday, it's up to you guys, unless somebody else wants to help out and I can just call in at 7:30 or so, you know, whatever.
Right.
And do that. So, but anyway, we only got 2 minutes left, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Again, everybody, thank you for being here. Kim, another great show. I hope everybody has a good rest of the night. God bless America. God bless our children, first responders, veterans, and our troops. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.